Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is spice, not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of New York City, season 15, episode 8. You know what? I gotta say, I'm totally pissed off by this series. I have a feeling, I've got a hunch that this is gonna be canceled after this season
Or
because
revamped.
or revamped or
Again,
restructured,
yeah.
because what I'm gathering from the way that this is being edited and put out, obviously to have a whole episode all around a fake storyline, they're really not giving us enough substance. And you can really tell, like, this is like a cast that is their co-workers. And they're like posing as a group of friends, like they're acting like they're friends. But I really don't see it because there's too much shit happening off camera that they're basically trying to make a facade, like coming up with they're fabricating their own storylines. And we as the viewers can fully see that. And I came into this season with very open heart, open opinion. Even though it was a very I love the original cast, I was open to this cast too.
Same.
But and so the reason why like my attitude towards this has changed was because last episode we fully got that it was a fabricated story. So if they kind of and they you know put us into this storyline, understanding that this was fake and this was that and then whatever, and we're trying to prank basically Jessel and so and so and so and so. But now the second episode, we found out it wasn't just Aaron and Rebecca who were in on this. It was also Raquel. And
Brent.
we find out off camera it was Bryn. And Aaron made Bryn to look out like a total asshole. But Bryn actually wasn't doing that. She was stirring the pot as she does, but like, and just saying something totally crazy and funny. You know, so if you're already making up some stupid
I'm going to embellish
storyline,
it.
why not embellish it? In my opinion, but then you're gonna let her go and embellish it and then
Lie about it.
lie about it.
Yeah. Lie and say that. Yeah.
And you
Yeah.
know what? There's absolutely no way that Erin can come back from this because we see on camera, Uba looks like visibly upset because she's trying to have a baby. Like, this wasn't a funny prank to do because there's three women in this cast who want to have a
Yeah.
child. And Bryn obviously sees Uba's a bit uncomfortable and she goes over to her and says, "Hey, I want you to know this is like a total prank." Like, Aaron told me about it. So and Uba looks at her like, "Oh, thank you." But I really don't understand this
Yeah.
whole, it's like they're trying to fabricate some
Yeah.
sort of story here, and it's falling flat in my opinion.
I second that
Yeah.
opinion. I agree. You third that opinion? I do, I
We
agree.
do.
And I think that's kind of where it sits with this one is at the end, I think at the end of the kind of the episode, we know that next week there's going to be probably a confrontation, right, with Erin to find out exactly why she did this. But like because she was walking in the park and she's going to meet them. And you know what? I don't even care what Erin says, in my opinion. I just think it's gone too far. And I'm not laughing. Like as for the prank, I'm not laughing. And then everything else in this episode, because they were talking about babies and Pavitt and Jessel and wanting to have a baby, maybe not having a baby, and then having a psychologist or psychiatrist, was a psychologist in
Oh,
Mexico
then Brina
City.
is trying to have a baby too
Yeah,
now, and
with and
Uba's
I
trying
mean,
to.
what could possibly be wrong with that guy? I mean, come on, he's
Which
good
guy?
looking.
Which guy? The
The
British
guy,
guy?
yeah, the British guy.
You?
He's good looking.
He's
He's a good looking guy
oh
for
my,
Brynn,
not
but
for
she's
me.
like,
He's weird.
he
He's
is
strange.
strange. He's like straight. He's like, ha ha ha, we're gonna have
Well,
I mean, to
maybe
put
not
up with her,
Paul.
he is
Yeah, I
strange.
know.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, he's good
Oh, and
looking
I got
to be
a
putting up
call
with
back
shit
email
like
now
that.
too.
You know what I put as my notes? I put this on my notes because I took notes on this one, and I put freaks because the way that they were talking back and forth
Yeah.
to each other. Pay attention to the kid.
To the kid.
Put your fucking
Yeah.
champagne
Drink
down.
away.
Yeah,
Fucking
and
drink
don't
away.
leave
Like, are you
these
fucking kidding
little
me?
dinosaurs in
I
there.
bet you they drank it after that. But you know what? I'm gonna call
They were
out
gonna
this
finish
scene.
that bottle while they're
This scene
watching.
was faked. She had
Oh,
already had that
100%.
conversation with him
100%. Yeah, and he
100%.
agreed to
Because
stay. Yeah, because it just seemed weird.
if
Yeah.
someone actually asked you a personal question like that on well, there's a camera there. You just got ambushed. You
Yeah.
thought you were going to a wine tasting or
Yeah,
whatever
yeah.
she had said. You're actually babysitting some kid, and then you're asking to become a father too. You would like any normal person, even a not normal person, would have looked at the camera and would they would have done like a little like cartoon run, ooh, and run
But
away.
even the way Bryn asked him, like she's like snorting and laughing,
Yeah,
and I'm
she was.
like, it's
I
it
told
was
you.
it like me, I was mad. That's how
Yeah.
I felt. I felt mad watching this because I thought it was bullshit. So thank you for pointing that out because
It
I
was
thought it was fake.
faked.
Yeah, agree.
Absolutely, it was faked.
The whole episode sucked
Yeah.
ass, in my opinion. I agree.
I don't have a. Oh, well, my golden question is kind of stupid, but okay. Before we do that, I have to point out I thought the sex museum was kind of cool. I thought it was gonna be really weird, but then they were in some sort of like neon room and stuff like that. It was different than what I expected it to be.
Oh, the museum thing. Yeah,
That
okay.
museum, yeah, I thought it was gonna
Because
be
they were
just
in two different
weird
kinds of
and.
places, right? Because Raquel was somewhere with her partner first, with her girlfriend. Yeah.
Partner, whatever, yeah, same thing.
So they were in another store first because they made a purchase. They bought stuff. Remember, she was talking about her mom
I thought that
and
was like
how
the
her
gift shop or
mom's.
something. I don't know. I'm not referring to that scene.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
talking about the museum that they all kind of met up there.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they're all ha kind of having a heart to heart, and Brynn is explaining, like, I got fucking set up here. And we're kind of getting the full picture. But it was kind of cool. They're in like this neon room, and then Uba goes to leave, and she goes down this weird little slide, and you just hear her like, slowly goes off into the distance. I thought it was pretty cool. And the second thing I thought was pretty cool, like I wish that they actually had like more substance on this show because they do get to do cool things. But that little picnic in the park was
That was cute,
beautiful.
yeah. Except Jenna's pants. Did you
Yeah,
notice
what
Jenna's
was
pants?
okay, I felt like they
They're
were
falling down.
falling down and like
Added
I
like
don't
a
know, just like those jeans, those pants that some people wear that are like are just hanging below their butt. It's like, the
And she
fuck
was
is
pulling them
that? up.
Like they're ready to
Get the
fall.
right size.
You're gonna fucking trip, Yeah,
buddy.
you're making me dizzy. But yeah.
But you know what? What so there were some cute outfits. What would you guys wear to a little picnic in the park
I
like
thought you were gonna ask me what I was gonna wear to sex shop. So in picnic in
that? Sex shop, I mean, you can give me that
No,
too. I'd wear a
no,
little mask. I have a little costume on.
But for picnic in the
Yeah,
park,
picnic in the park was very
I thought
cute.
they were all dressed okay, except Jenna. That was the one thing that kind of glared out at me.
Yeah, Jenna's was the
No, but worst.
what would you
What
wear?
would I wear?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I feel like you could, like, there's so many options for something like that.
I'd
Because I'm
wear what I
like.
would wear. What would you wear? Tell me. I would wear a dress, a beautiful white dress that I've never worn, that I got in 2023, I think it was. Yes.
Okay. Oh,
It
is
was
this the one
gifted
that
to
Allie
me.
got
Yeah.
picked out for
Yeah, we
you?
went shopping together.
Oh, and she looks amazing.
My
This
son,
linen
he sent me
dress.
on a shopping spree.
I made her try it on. She didn't
It was
want to
from
buy it
Banana
because.
Republic, and I never, you, like I've, you know, I've done shopping, and I'm always a budget shopper, but it was a
It
little
was
bit
expensive,
expensive,
but she
and I was
looks
like,
like Audrey Hepburn in it. She looks
really? Yeah.
stunning. I actually
Oh
have a
yeah,
picture
right.
of it. And it's this beautiful linen dress. She
Yeah.
looks like she's
So I'm still waiting for the right place
like
to wear it
elegant and
because
oh, she looks amazing
it's
in
not the
it.
kind of dress that you can just wear anywhere, like, but. Not that it's like really dressy, but it's a little bit because it's long, right? And so it's, and it's
And she's got
floaty.
these kind of like beautiful like little cap sleeves,
It's
and
really
it's
cute.
like
It's
a
really
little bit
pretty, right?
like it's not revealing, but it's got a beautiful neckline, and
Yeah,
just
it's, you gotta wear
it's
something
such
to
an
cover up under,
elegant
right?
dress. That's exactly
Yeah.
something that
So
you
I'm still
should.
waiting to, because it's gotta be the right weather too. So I feel embarrassed because I'd wear jorts. You'd wear what?
Jorts to a picnic. What do you mean, George?
Yeah,
You mean a
jorts.
skirt?
Jean shorts. Oh, shorts.
Jorts.
I've never
Jorts.
heard of jorts.
I've never
Skorts?
heard
I
of
live in, you
that.
know me, I live in
You
skorts
guys never heard of
when
jorts?
the weather's
Really?
right. No, I've never heard of
Usually those ugly guys that wear the jorts, but yeah, that's what I'd
jorts.
wear because I'd get down and dirty No,
in the picnic. But yeah, the elegant I'd
dress
wear a
sounds better
skort
to me.
because
A
it's
skirt,
cute.
not a
Yeah.
jort. You can
No,
wear
a
a skort
skort
and I can
because
wear a
it's
jort.
cute. Looks like you're dressed up
Yeah.
more, right? Depending on the skort. And it's got shorts, so you can sit freely and not worry about,
Well,
you
that's the
know.
problem with linen dress.
That's
I mean, if
why,
you're going to
yeah,
a
linen dress.
beautiful
That's,
picnic,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah, or,
This is the dress and it's
oh, wow.
stunning.
Gorgeous. Let me see
Isn't
that
that
picture.
beautiful?
Did you send me that picture?
I
That,
can.
I've never worn it. You
That
know what? I'll
is,
be honest with
it's
you. I'm gonna
beautiful.
be fucking
Don't you
honest
think?
with you.
She didn't want to buy it. I said,
You
no, I
said
don't care.
beautiful. Not so
Yeah.
nice. You look gorgeous in that dress.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm honestly,
That would be the perfect thing to
what's
wear.
honest? I want to hear honest. What?
What?
I don't think I'll fit in it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I gained a
You
little
will.
weight.
Yeah. No, I'm sure it would fit you. But yeah, that's a beautiful dress. Send her the picture. It's worth it. Yeah.
That's a,
No.
but anyways, it's hanging there.
It's
I'll definitely
gorgeous.
get back into it if I don't fit in it. But I've actually thought of it to the point recently that I thought
Don't
I'll
you think
fucking
it's
try
like
it on
Audrey
again.
Hepburn style?
Very nice,
But
elegant.
so
It's really
elegant.
cuter in person because it's not, yeah,
And
I'm
it
very
looks
short.
adorable here. Like it looks amazing. It's
But
elegant. It's beautiful. Yeah, but that's exactly what I would say. Like a nice flowy linen dress and sitting there with, I actually like that Brynn had that little parasol with her and stuff like that. Yeah, it was cute.
Other than that, what they were wearing, the episode sucked. Sucked. But one of them didn't. Who was the one that didn't wear? Was it Bryn that didn't wear the white? She had red. Red little pattern.
Oh, I have no idea.
Can't
Was
remember.
it?
Was it Brynn or was
I was just
it?
annoyed by the episode, so
Yeah.
I can't remember. And then Jenna's pants got me.
Yeah. That was the worst one. Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I have to say about that
Yeah,
episode.
me too.
Well, that was Sugar.
This is Spice. Not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.